Here's Ivy Dynek in on All Alone. Dynek moves in and she scores! Ivy Dynek makes it 3-0 St. Cloud State. Coming out of the neutral zone with speed for the Gophers. Here's Zumwinkle moving in on net and she scores! Backhanded shot over the right shoulder of Emma Paluzny. And it's 1-0 Gophers. 1 minute remaining here in the first period. Now Dynek able to get in on Turnbull. Here's Ola Kanan from the right circle. That shot is blocked. Rebound and shot and they score. The Huskies are on the board. Suvi Ola Kanan from the right circle. A much needed goal for St. Cloud State with 48 seconds to go in the first period. Hans Bristol with you. St. Cloud State women's hockey here on the KVSC Sports Stream. 10:07 to go. 4-1 Minnesota leads. Here in the second period, shots favoring the Gophers, currently 28-5 in what's been a dominant performance here. Tilke bringing her three all the way down into the attacking side for the Gophers. Not able to put a shot on, and it's been another dominant defensive period here for Minnesota while their attack has been everything but quiet. Plenty of chances here still in the second period. This one thrown all the way on through. Klugel trying to find somebody in front of the net. Nobody was there. Newland on the far side to our far right on the far corner. Now Newland ends up with it. Win it in front, and it took a high deflection in front of the goal, but Goldstein was able to knock it away. Huskies facing some pressure here now. Kluga trying to play it around the side. Newland giving chase on the near side corner. Newland had Thiessen on the blue line, but decided to hold on to it there. And it still gets defensively knocked around by the Gophers. Now taken away on a good skate there from Dynek. Out to Thiessen on the blue line, but just punching it back into the neutral zone was Nicole Schammel. Now it ends up on the stick of Zumwinkel. Her shot was blocked, and Hannah Bates will control it back in behind. 9 minutes remaining here in the second period. Minnesota 4, St. Cloud State 1. Huskies women's hockey here on the KVSC Sports Stream. I'm Hans Bristol, coming to you live from Ritter Arena. It's been dominant here so far for the Gophers. And no problems with the currently bottom of the standing St. Cloud State Huskies, who have 4 wins on the season. Only two of those coming in the WCHA. Keller in behind, gave it off there initially for Alex Woken, but it gets played on through the neutral zone. And here's Tilke. Tilke trying to lay it off for Thiessen. That gets played high up out of the air and into the near side fans seating for a faceoff coming in the neutral zone. 8:18 to go. Minnesota 4, St. Cloud State 1. Join us on Tuesday night as the St. Cloud State women's hockey team plays in the Hall of Fame Classic game in Brainerd, Minnesota against the Bemidji State Beavers. Puck drop for against Bemidji State on Tuesday night is set for 6 p.m. right here on the KVSC Sports Stream. Off a faceoff win on the neutral zone. Potomac throws it in front of the net, trying to find Katie Skye, but she wasn't there. And then it's going to be Tatum Geyer out of the far side corner, able to play it around, and it goes on to the skates of Hannah Bates, who's able to play it on forward initially. Potomac able to play it on forward now to, there's a shot, a backhander there, rebound chance for Skaya, and it's not there, as it was Kelly Panic who had the initial chance, the captain for the Gophers, in both in disbelief, as two very good chances come up empty for Panic and Skaya. And it's right back to a face-off on the near to the right circle of Emma Paluzny. 7:45 to go in the second period. There's Williamson, fires a shot from the slot, and it goes wide. Now tips back in front, and Paluzny has to guide it off onto the near side circle before Abigail Boreen could get another good chance on it. Now Patrika's dragging it out of the neutral zone. Here's Hallie Theodosopoulos. Theodosopoulos with a shot that goes wide. She had one defender in front of her, but nobody else. As it's going to go all the way back for an icing and take it back into the Minnesota zone. Boy, Theodosopoulos there with the shot, but has not been much here. No shots on goal in this second period for the Huskies. Minnesota with 21. They've had 10 in this second period alone. And the faceoff to the right side of Goldstein. Rasmussen can't keep it in the zone, but the Huskies do. Now moving into the slot was Kaderka initially. Coates collects it from the blue line over to the right circle for Stewart. That's thrown in, and a goal for St. Cloud State. Deflected in
by Brooke Kunderka. It's 4-2. The Huskies were facing all sorts of pressure there. They kept it in their offensive zone. And it was Kunderka on the end of it. And we've got a two-goal game here in the second period. Kunderka, who had the huge goal in last night's game, cuts this Minnesota lead to two. Kunderka's second goal on the season. She's had two, of course, this weekend against Minnesota. We've got a two-goal hockey game at Ritter Arena in a game that's been dominated by the Gophers. Now the Gophers trying to look for a quick response, and that shot is wide. Kunderka with her second of the year. Assist to Jordan Stewart as Kunderka facing a forecheck here, trying to get it away from Nicole Schammel. 6:36 to go, 4-2. St. Cloud State with two unanswered goals now here against Minnesota. One coming late from Olakainen in the first period, and now one here in the second period from Kunderka. Here's a shot that's fired on wide. Zumwinkle around the net, left in front, but nobody there for the Gophers. With speed, here comes St. Cloud State. Jordan Stewart dumps it in behind, and it will be collected there by Patty Marshall. Marshall quickly up the ice, Zumwinkle offside, and a faceoff going the other way. Well, as much as the numbers dominate the Gophers in a similar type of game as last night, the Gophers out shooting on goal right now. That was the first shot on goal, and Kunderka was able to knock that Stewart pass away. Assist to Tatum Coates and Jordan Stewart on the Brooke Kunderka goal. For Kunderka, just her second goal of the year. And it's a two-goal game. Hannah Bates from the blue line thought about firing, now sends a puck in. It was deflected off wide by Kippen Keller. And Keller will collect it around the backside. Over to Taylor Heise. Heise pushes it on through. Taylor Wente now. Initially there for the Gophers, but it was Thiessen to knock it away. Here's Hannah Bates. Pushes it around to the far circle. Hengler keeps it in there. And the Gophers now looking for an offensive spark after two unanswered goals from St. Cloud State. Only one shot on goal in this second period, and it was a goal for the Huskies. Rowe able to find it around one Gopher skater there, and it gets dumped back in behind. Potomac trying to keep it in the zone, in the neutral zone, but she's unable to. Punch back in the defensive zone there to our right, where Emily Brown pushes it forward. Here come the Gophers. Woken pushes it all the way across the ice, as it was Kelly Panic who was right there to try and collect it. Now it's Newland through the neutral zone for the Huskies. Over to the right side. Here is Kluga with it. Kluga stops, looking to lay it off into Tilke in the slot. Newland able to get it, trying to push it over to Tilke. Now in to help was Kluga, but they couldn't get a shot on. And it's the Gophers back through the neutral zone. This one bounced all the way back in behind. One Gopher left in front of the net, but they are not able to get it there. And it's back the other way come the Huskies. Here's Tilke through the neutral zone. Tilke thought about pushing it in front. Julia Tilke with the shot. That's a save there that time for Golestine on goal. But it's Panic who will collect it back in front for the Gophers. 4:30 to go, period number two. St. Cloud State 2, Minnesota 4. The Huskies' goals coming from Olakainen. And here in the second period, Brooke Kunderka. The Huskies finding ways throughout this season to absolutely stay in games. And only trailing by two here to the Gophers. But still a long way to go for St. Cloud State, 4-2. And the Gophers have been buzzing in this period. Takeaway in the neutral zone for the Huskies. Here's Theo DeSaples with a shot, rings off the post. It made its way over Golestine. And a dangerous shot there from Theo DeSaples. Now here come the Gophers through the neutral zone. Gophers get a change, Panic. Beautiful stick handling through the slot. She'll bring it back patiently though and wait for help. Skarzynski was there, but it got knocked away. And Theo DeSaples giving chase. But Marshall will track it down first in the defensive zone. 3:50 to go here in the second period. Marshall bringing it on through over to the far side to Schammel. Schammel, beautiful work there with the stick. Gets around one Husky, threw it in front. Nobody was there for the Gophers. Here's Dynick now for the Huskies. Onto the far side, boards with speed. Dynick throws her back on goal. Still with it now behind Golestine, but she loses the handle on it. No help, and Skarzynski will collect it there. Kunderka
initially collected it there for the Huskies. Now it's Thiessen inside of their own zone, trying to push something the other way through the neutral zone. This gets batted high in the air, stays in play, no offsides. Rasmussen in with it behind the net. Kuderka was lurking in front, and then it's that would be Ivy Dynick that got worked off the puck. Back the other way come Minnesota. Here's Shamlin in the near corner. 3 minutes to go in the second period. The Golden Gophers 4, the St. Cloud State Huskies 2. Shamel on the far side of the boards. Collected there by Hannah Bates. Bates now has to throw it back in behind Paluzny. No, stop there. Now makes its way into the near corner for Zumwinkel. Here's Grace Zumwinkel. 2 goals in the first period for the Gophers. She brings it all the way out to the blue line, played onto the near boards, and it's back in behind there, where it is taken away by Tatum Geyer. Geyer able to play it forward now to Dynick. Here's Ivy Dynick. Rasmussen was onside. She thought she wasn't for a moment. And now it's Ola Kanen on a forecheck here for the Huskies. They've had more time with the puck in their offensive zone with 2:22 to go, and they found a goal because of it here in the second period. Wiley can't keep it out of the Gopher zone. There's a hit there from Woken in the attacking zone. Now Roche trying to play it forward for the Huskies. And a penalty coming now is going to be on St. Cloud State as Dieter collects it there, and the Huskies are going to go down a man advantage. Rowe is going to get caught with a slash. And for the first time here tonight, the dangerous Gophers power play with a big opportunity to put this game back into a 3-goal game here late in the second period with 2:04 remaining. It's Rowe to the box, 2 minutes for slashing. And with today, the Gophers will get a man advantage late in this second period. Gophers win the faceoff on the power play. Very dangerous special teams unit that had some struggling moments early in the season but has come around. And the Huskies penalty kill in search of trying to get some turnovers there. The shot's in front, and Kuderka will clear for an early success there for the Huskies penalty kill. And it'll be Patty Marshall all the way back to try and receive it there for the Gophers. 1:35 to go here from Ritter Arena in Minneapolis. Gophers up by 2 on the power play. Over to the far side, there is Amy Potomac. Put it in front. Paluzny with the save. There is Panic trying to get it on a backhanded shot. Gophers retain control here on the power play. To the blue line for Marshall. Marshall over the Hangler. Into the front. Panic with a shot in the slot. Blocked away by Wiley. Huskies still scrambling here on the penalty kill to try and keep the Gophers away from a fifth goal. Panic over to Hengler. Hengler fires high, and it's right back to Panic over on the far boards after a deflection on the end boards. To the blue line here for Marshall. Marshall leaves it off for Panic. Panic moves into the slot. Still loose puck. It didn't get onto the stick of Hengler. Now back dangerously thrown in front. Potomac is right there. She fires wide, and it's back over to Panic in the near corner. Under a minute to go, 48 seconds remaining here in the second period. Huskies trying to stave away a Minnesota power play. That shot in front is deflected high after Potomac was there. Now another chance, Hengler on the far post. She can't get a shot on goal. The power play dominating here for the Gophers so far. Thiessen putting some contact on there in the corner. Taken away by Panic. This is over to Hengler now. Hengler from the right circle, and she scores! Hengler to Panic, and it's 5-2 Minnesota.